This podcast is brought to you by Windsor Management Insurance Brokers. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
We have Riley on the line, George.
You're joking. Riley's here from Bundoora. Riley?
Hello. Welcome.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's our treat and our pleasure to get the Scorpion King onto the track here, because listen, we had a chance to catch up with Bart Schenkerfeld a number of weeks ago, and we also spoke to Dario Vidicic, and on each occasion we talked to them and we said, how's Riley fitting into the setup at Bundoora? Is he giving you guys much stick about the Scorpion goal and all that sort of stuff? And they said, no, they were both very, very cool about it, and they said you were handling yourself as coolly as one could. Personally, how are you feeling? It's a big move. You've come from one end of the country to the other. You've had to make Melbourne home. How are you settling in?
Yeah, I've settled in quite well, I think. I feel comfortable in and around the environment of the club, and the city's pretty easy to get around and live in. So far, so good.
Mate, let me tell you, we've been watching your progress week in, week out, and I'm loving not only your energy, but the fact that you're always looking to maybe create another bit of magic. Is that a part of your makeup, part of your character? Do you think you can score wherever the ball's coming?
Yeah, I think so. I think I can be creative, and you got to make the most out of whatever situation comes your way. So yeah, just technique and whatnot, but you just got to put it into play when it comes on the field, and if it comes off, it does. If not, then you try again, I guess.
You almost tried to do a unique flying scorpion last week.
Yeah, I realised no one was behind me, and I kind of had to get something on it, so I threw a leg at it.
Oh, no, it was precious. I sat there and I went, this kid is fantastic. No, it's great stuff. What are you finding out about the squad? What are you finding out about the guys that make up the team at Bundoora?
Great quality bunch, both on and off the field. Great guys to be around in the club every day. We're all really close, and a lot of them catch up outside of football as well, but more so on the field. We're quite close, and we all have that goal in mind, and we're growing week in, week out, which is very pleasing to see.
Tell us about the captain, Scotty Jamieson. He loves a chat. Do you guys get a chance to say anything while he's around?
Nah, never. He just doesn't stop talking, that guy. He just goes on and on and on. He's a top guy, great guy, and a good leader as well.
Tell us, what's it like having to work with a brand new coach, Warren Joyce, for 2018 and now 2019?
Yeah, very good. He has his style of football he wants to play, and he coaches us well, and we try and implement that on the field. And I think as the season's gone along, we've become a bit more consistent, knowing what we want. So hopefully we can continue a bit of good form in the new year.
Last game against Brisbane Roar, we played away. We lost. Can we get up and make it a win tomorrow night at Amy Park?
I think so, yeah, definitely. We've got that belief amongst the players, and I think also the fans should have that belief. We've trained hard. We've done our research, and hopefully, yeah, as I said before, we can continue that early year form.
And Riley, how have you found it playing against a lot of quality players this season? Clearly, the A-League has stepped it up a notch.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a very good thing that the A-League's bringing more quality to it and become more noticed. And I think that just raises the standard of the league for not only the players that have been here, but for the new players that come.
And speaking of quality players, at the back end of last year, you were nominated for the Puskás Award for that beautiful scorpion kick. How was it to attend the FIFA Best Awards and be among so many notable players in world football?
Yeah, it was very, very, very surreal. To be in a room with those people and just sitting amongst them, you kind of had to take a step back and look back at what has happened in my career and where I want to be at. It drove me to, hopefully want to be there one day. Not for the goal of the year, but for the player of the year. It just really raises everything that you believe in and look towards.
We're talking to Riley McGree, the Melbourne City midfielder, on FNR, evenings on FNR. George Denekian, along with Louise Taffer. And a big game coming up tomorrow at Amy Park. It's a doubleheader. The women start early. Do you get a chance to see much of the women's game?
Yeah, we do. We kind of come out early before we arrive and just sit and relax on the sideline and have a watch, which is good and a bit relaxing and calming.
Have you got your favourites? Have you seen any cracking goals in the W League that you've set, sort of sat there and went, that was a pretty neat effort?
I did see one. I'm not sure the name, from Newcastle, maybe. I think it was early on in the season. That was a bit of a cracker, I remember.
Oh, well done. Hey, there you go. Yeah.
I think that could have been Courtney Vine's one.
Might have been.
But there have been some beautiful goals scored. Even Alana Kennedy the other day whipped in one from a free kick. Shows the standard that is there.
Yeah, there is. You know, there's quality in that league and it's just getting better and better. And I think also, you know, the W League is bringing more international players in as well, which is also good for that league, not only that league and the A League. You know, noticeable, gets the word out there.
There are a lot of young players in that squad and in the youth team, and some of them are getting a run in the senior team. Young Rami, what's he like to play with?
Yeah, he's really good. You know, he's very raw and he's an exceptional player. You know, he wants to get out defenders, he wants to take people on and create opportunities, and he's a really good guy off the field as well. Loves a joke, loves a laugh, and just gets along with everyone.
Is there anyone in the club who's got a better tank than Lockie Wales?
A better what, sorry?
A better tank.
I don't think so. That guy just runs for days. He's like a greyhound, I think. He is a greyhound.
He's two greyhounds. That's how good he is.
Mate, he runs and runs and runs.
Mate, listen, please pass on our best wishes to the crew. I wish you all the very best tomorrow night. I hope there's a good crowd in attendance to see what promises to be a really exciting doubleheader. The women, the Melbourne City women, taking on the Brisbane Roar, and then it's the men's team. With Riley and Luke and the and by the way, what's it like with the old man Eugene Galakovic? Do you guys get much of a chance to crack goals past him at training?
Oh, when we have our shooting boots on, you know, still in solid form. He's been in solid form his whole career. But yeah, he's a genuine, really nice guy that's been around the game and has a lot of experience to learn off of, which is good.
Mate, thank you very much for joining us on FNR, and all the very best tomorrow night and for the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.